The police have managed to direct the traffic and things have normalized now. One of our engineers from Accra, Ivan Sikata, got to the Bipe Bridge at about 3 a.m. this morning. He was stuck there as we speak. Bipe is less than 2 hours' drive from Tamale. As we speak, Evans is not yet in Tamale, and it's 1 o'clock, as you can see. He called me to inform me that there was over 6 kilometers of traffic on both sides of the bridge. And the bridge is older than Ghana. It's one of the oldest bridges in this country. The alternative route that they've given, Fufulso-Damango Junction, through Sola to Bole, all the way through Wenchi to Techiman, is almost double the distance that you use if you were going through Bipe on the bridge. So most commuters, I understand, prefer using the bridge. They come there, they get stuck until 6 a.m. When they are allowed to pass. However, I'm told today's situation was quite very, very hard for the police. But finally, Evans called a while ago to inform me that they've managed to straighten things up and the cars have started moving. Traffic is flowing freely now. So as we speak, he's on his way heading to Tamale.
Am I correct to say that certain times and weight of vehicles can cross the bridge and not all vehicles?
Well, that is not the case. As we speak, the bridge closes at 2 p.m. In the afternoon, and no vehicle is allowed on that bridge. The only alternative route is what I mentioned you can use and get to your destination. If you are coming from Kumasi, you take a branch left from Techiman. If you are coming from Tamale heading south, you take a branch right on the Damango Fufulso Road, and then you are gone. So as we speak, there's no way. Evans also informed me that the situation has also created a sort of market for residents in the area, because there are a lot of passengers who are stuck there. They are making a lot of business. They are selling bread, they are selling water, and fish. However, at the Fufulso Junction, which is also another market point, it is not too different from what is in Bipe, because people are taking advantage of the situation and making money.
Well, am I also getting the idea that because the route is very long, people are reluctant to use the route and they still want to use the Bipe Bridge as and when it is opened to when it is closed?
Exactly. Like I indicated, the Damango Fufulso Sola Techiman route is almost double if you are going through Bipe, Kintampo to Techiman. It is not very far on the bridge. I wasn't there when the minister announced when the bridge was getting closed, so I'm not too sure when they are finishing this. But somewhere last year, we had a similar situation where they had to close down the bridge and then conduct some repair works. As it stands now, from an engineer I've spoken with, they will have to remove the bridge entirely and rebuild a new one to ensure longevity and then to ease traffic on that route. Remember, this is a route that links Ghana to the West African sub-region, Burkina Faso, Niger, Mali. Most vehicles use this route, and they come through all the way to the Tema port. They carry heavy load, and there's a lot of pressure on that bridge. The other alternative, TTK, would have been simply to have the Eastern Corridor route through the Volta region, if you're coming from Burkina or the Northern region. But as we speak, that road is in a very bad shape, and they are not able to use that.